Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ignite Culture by Margaret Graziano positions organizational culture as a practical, measurable driver of performance rather than a vague set of values on a wall. As the first book in the Keen Alignment Culture series, it focuses on how leaders can build healthy, high-performing environments by aligning what people experience day-to-day with the outcomes the organization wants to sustain. Graziano frames culture as something created from the inside out, starting with leadership behaviors, decision patterns, and the clarity of expectations, then spreading through systems, communication, and accountability. The book is written for readers who need usable guidance, not theory, executives, people leaders, HR partners, and founders navigating growth, change, or disengagement. It emphasizes that high performance does not require burnout and that engagement is not a perk but a strategic advantage. By connecting culture to trust, alignment, and execution, the book aims to help readers move from reactive fixes to intentional leadership practices that can scale across teams and over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, culture as an operating system for performance. A core idea in Ignite Culture is that culture functions like an operating system. It determines how work actually gets done when policies, org charts, and speeches are not in the room. The book encourages readers to view culture as the sum of everyday behaviors, norms, and decisions that shape speed, quality, collaboration, and accountability. Instead of treating culture as an HR initiative, it positions culture as a business system that either enables or blocks execution. This lens helps leaders connect seemingly soft issues such as trust, psychological safety, and engagement to hard outcomes such as retention, customer experience, and profitability. Graziano emphasizes that culture is always forming, either by design or by default, and that inconsistency between stated values and real incentives creates confusion and cynicism. By naming culture as something observable and influenceable, the book pushes leaders to diagnose what is being rewarded, tolerated, and modeled. The practical implication is that improving culture is not about slogans. It is about designing the conditions that repeatedly produce healthy, high performance across teams. Secondly, Inside-Out Leadership, Behavior Before Branding. Ignite Culture stresses that culture transformation begins with leaders, because employees take cues from what leaders do more than what leaders say. The book highlights the inside-out approach. Start by examining leadership habits, emotional intelligence, and interpersonal impact, then build outward into team practices and organizational systems. This includes how leaders handle conflict, set priorities, respond to mistakes, and recognize contributions. Graziano frames credibility as a cultural asset. When leadership behavior aligns with communicated standards, people believe the organization is serious about its values. When behavior and messaging diverge, trust declines and performance becomes fragile. The book also underscores that high performance and humanity can coexist, but only when leaders model boundaries, clarity, and fairness. Leaders are encouraged to replace reactive management with intentional leadership, using consistent routines for communication, coaching, and decision-making. In this view, leadership development is not a perk. It is a prerequisite for a scalable culture. The result is a leadership mindset that treats culture as a personal responsibility and a daily practice, not a quarterly campaign. Thirdly, alignment, turning vision into shared execution. A major theme is that organizations drift when alignment is weak, even if they have talented people and compelling strategies. Ignite Culture focuses on creating clarity around purpose, priorities, roles, and success metrics so that teams can execute without constant rework or political negotiation. Alignment is presented as both a communication and a systems challenge. Leaders must explain the why, define the what, and reinforce the how through consistent expectations. The book points to the cost of misalignment, including duplicated effort, slow decisions, frustration, and burnout driven by ambiguity rather than workload alone. Graziano encourages leaders to build alignment through simple but disciplined mechanisms, such as regular check-ins, decision rights, and feedback loops that surface obstacles early. Another important element is values alignment, where behaviors associated with the culture are defined in concrete terms rather than vague ideals. When people know what good looks like and how choices will be evaluated, accountability becomes less personal and more objective. This chapter-level focus helps readers translate vision into coordinated action across departments and layers of leadership. Fourthly, trust, communication, and psychological safety as performance multipliers. Ignite Culture links trust and psychological safety to performance by describing how fear and uncertainty reduce learning, innovation, and ownership. The book emphasizes that healthy cultures create conditions where people can speak up, ask for help, challenge assumptions, and admit mistakes without retaliation. Graziano presents communication as a leadership tool that must be consistent, two-way, and grounded in reality, especially during growth or change. When communication is sparse or overly polished, employees fill gaps with speculation, which erodes trust and distracts from execution. The book encourages leaders to establish norms for candor, listening, and timely feedback, turning difficult conversations into a routine capability rather than a crisis event. Trust is also portrayed as operational. It reduces friction, speeds decisions, and improves collaboration across functions. Psychological safety does not mean avoiding standards. It supports high standards by enabling early error detection and continuous improvement. For leaders, the actionable takeaway is that trust is built through repeated micro-behaviors, follow-through, transparency about trade-offs, fair treatment, and genuine attention to employee input. These behaviors create resilience that sustains performance under pressure. Lastly, building a healthy, high-performance culture that scales. The book addresses a common leadership challenge: how to maintain energy and excellence as an organization grows, restructures, or enters new markets. Ignite Culture emphasizes that scaling culture requires more than hiring people who seem to fit. It requires codifying expectations and reinforcing them through processes such as onboarding, coaching, recognition, and accountability. Graziano positions health and performance as mutually reinforcing. Unhealthy environments may deliver short-term results, but often accumulate hidden costs like turnover, disengagement, and reputational damage. A scalable culture focuses on sustainable rhythms of execution, clear ownership, and support for development. The book encourages leaders to look at the entire employee experience, from how goals are set to how conflicts are resolved, and ensure those touchpoints reinforce the intended culture. It also highlights the importance of measurement and ongoing refinement, treating culture as something to monitor and improve rather than assume. By focusing on repeatable leadership practices and organizational systems, the book aims to help readers build a culture that remains coherent across teams and locations while still allowing flexibility. The outcome is a high-performance organization that can adapt without losing its core identity. In conclusion, Ignite Culture is well-suited for executives, founders, HR, and people operations leaders, and managers who are responsible for results and want a healthier way to achieve them. It is also valuable for leaders inheriting a team with low trust, unclear priorities, or inconsistent accountability, as well as organizations moving through growth, mergers, or strategic change. The main benefit is practical clarity. The book frames culture as a set of observable leadership behaviors and reinforcing systems that can be designed, measured, and improved. Readers can apply the inside-out approach to strengthen credibility, reduce misalignment, and increase engagement without relying on superficial perks or one-time workshops. Compared with many culture books that stay inspirational or abstract, this one centers on execution and sustainability, linking trust and communication directly to performance outcomes and scalability. It also emphasizes that high standards do not require fear or burnout, offering a compelling alternative to hustle-driven management. For buyers comparing similar titles, the value is in its leadership-first orientation and its focus on alignment as the bridge between vision and daily work. If you want a culture that supports people and results, this book is a strong investment. If you would like to support Margaret Graziano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.